from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
24 minutes to go. It's Fandom Reveal Wednesday. Now, I have sent Devin the two tweets he must put out, and they both fit the word allowance. So, Evan, if you will now go to Twitter and put those tweets out, I'd appreciate it, but since many of you are not on Twitter, I'm going to read them to you. Or better yet, maybe Evan wants to read them to you, yeah?
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to. All so right. This is the tweet I am...
Now, it's two parts, because that's how it goes. Go ahead.
Yeah. I put my foot in my mouth and accused my handsome partner, Craig Carton, of being wrong about something he was 100% right about. Sorry for doubting him. He is the wind beneath my wings, the oxygen I breathe. The very best host I've ever heard. I will never doubt his highness again.
Okay.
Craig is the most well-endowed and inherently sweet man I've ever met. And my life wasn't complete until I met him. Thank goodness he chose me back in 2020.
So, thank you for reading it. And I will now wait for it to be posted on Twitter. So let us know when you do that right away, okay?
All right.
All right, I'm waiting. I have not seen it just yet.
I am working on it. I'm putting it out there.
Simple copy and paste. Two separate tweets. Not
first
a problem.
First tweet is now out.
All right. Very good.
And the second tweet is now out. They're both out. They've both been tweeted. I've done what I was supposed to.
Great.
Do you feel good?
You are a man of your word, and I appreciate that.
Yes.
All right. I've not seen it yet, but I am looking for it, and I will find it, not a problem. Anyhow, don't forget, we've got the Fandom Reveal. Right now, Big Mac is bringing in thumbtacks and tape for me because, as you know from my past years, I have an official wiffle ball bat here. I will be taping sharp thumbtacks to the end of the bat so that when I swing that bat like a pro, I pop the balloons, revealing my fandom.
So this has brought me back to the last 2 years. I have missed being in the studio the last few days. I can't explain how much I miss it.
Yeah.
But in this moment, I am so glad I'm home because every year when you take that bat filled with thumbtacks, I get so freaking nervous. It's going to end horribly. So I feel so safe and secure right now. Oh, I feel good. Deep breath.
Yeah, well, I mean, I missed last year, so there's certainly a chance these thumbtacks go flying again this year. Anyhow, they're telling me that the Carton dummy is going to be in studio. You want me to use that bat? The official Chris Carton bat? All right. I'm going to use the official Chris Carton bat. That's from our friends at Bulldog Bats that got my name wrong, but told me they were big fans of mine.
Right.
They did send a new bat, with my real name, so that was nice of them. All right, but steps are being taken. Tom, you want to do this? Do you want to do this for me? Tom Izzo, who's what is he? He's the chaperone for the Carton dummy. He is going to thumbtack the bat for me, and we are now 20 minutes away.
Have you decided, 20 minutes out, have you made a decision? Are you still on the fence?
I believe I've gotten to a place where a decision has been made, yes.
Okay.
I believe I have. I've given a lot of thought. When I woke up this morning, truth be told, I forgot I was doing it today. But then once I was reminded that I was doing it, I took a nap,
And I have come up with an answer. Yes.
It always boggles my mind on election day when there's a group of people that are like, I don't know. I haven't decided.
Well, I'm looking at it.
I can't figure it out.
Because there's so many good reasons on both sides, right? Like, yeah. I got Verlander and Kate Upton on the Mets. All right. I've got Volpe, the starting shortstop for the Yankees. Things along those lines.
And think about this. If not for Anthony Volpe being this class dude, I wouldn't have tweeted out that nonsense. I just had to tweet out.
Yeah, that's right.
So he's already done you a solid before ever playing a major league game.
He's already doing everything right. And that's what you love about this kid. You're reaching out to Brett Gardner. Plus, I got the Mets who are bringing back bacon on a stick. And I'm very close with some of you, as you know, the board of directors with Chris Christie and with their marketing team. On the flip side, I'm very close with Randy Levine and Lon Trost. And Booney's one of my best guys. So there's a lot of, pulls. I'm being pulled in a lot of directions because at the end of the day, I'm just that guy. Everybody wants me with them because I'm fun.
Oh, you're that guy.
I'm right. Him. That's right.
No doubt.
That's exactly right. I am him. Yes. All right. Here's, by the way, never mind. Here's Elvis in Stamford, Connecticut. Elvis, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up with you, buddy?
I got the WBC answers, but before I wanted to say two things. Maybe I can sway you to come to decide to come to the Yankees with your reveal. I think I saw on a video the other day when they did the food thing at the stadium. I think I saw bacon on a stick.
No, so at Citi Field when they did the food reveal.
No. I saw the same thing, an event in Yankee Stadium a few days ago. And
Yankee Stadium has bacon on a stick in certain sections. I don't think Gen Pop can get it, but in certain sections you can get it. But that's a sore spot for me because I brought them the idea and then they did it. Yeah, which you know how that goes.
So your attempt to recruit Craig has backfired essentially.
Well, not good. Not
I
good.
Appreciate the attempt though.
not good. All right. So just real quick, the other day I was listening with Chris on the overnight.
Yeah.
When the phones were going crazy, I just want to say I had a blast listening.
That's my guy. That's Big Mac right there. Apparently he did a very good job.
Yeah.
He said he was going to send me the audio. But he did not do that yet, so I've not heard it.
I will. I'll send it.
You don't mind. I'll listen to it driving home tonight.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you enjoyed it, Elvis. Now, is Elvis your birth certificate name or is it a nickname?
Birth certificate name, but with a little asterisk. I wasn't born Elvis. My mom changed my name after I was born. Back in the day, all they did was write and they just crossed it out and then put Elvis over it and then certified it or whatever.
Right. Now, so if you don't mind me asking, what name did she start you off with and then change it to Elvis?
Inocencio.
Inocencio?
Yeah, Inocencio.
You would have been called Enos, obviously, right?
Yeah, I guess. Right. Eno, I guess.
And then Enos rhymes with penis, so that's why she probably changed her name from Enos the penis to Elvis the pelvis.
Yeah, I get Elvis pelvis. Yeah. I guess that's better.
But I think Elvis is a badass name. Were you happy with that name growing up or not?
Yeah. I mean, but when she made the decision, she kind of asked me, and I kind of okayed it.
Oh, so, you're already old enough to make a decision. Sense. I gotcha. You know, it's funny because, you know, my third child is Lucky. And all the time people go, no, that's a great nickname, but what's on his birth certificate? And I'm like, his name is Lucky. That's his name. That's what's on the birth certificate. So that's why I asked you the question, because I get it all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
So the WBC, the show stuff, Evan.
Yes.
If you pay, so the things that they're giving with the other edition, I bought the Derek Jeter edition, the digital one. You just get a bunch of content for a mode called Diamond Dynasty.
He's not doing it. You've already complicated him. He's not doing it.
What does it mean? I have to earn it? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, or you can pay for it using the in-game currency.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, he's not going to earn it. He doesn't know how to play.
Well, no, it's not that I don't know how to play. It's I can't invest that kind of time in it. Now, I could teach Jet how to do it, and maybe he can.
He's not old enough yet.
I mean, he's not old enough. He pitched the perfect game in one of the first games he ever played. Craig, he pitched the perfect game. I watched it. I saw it.
I'm sure that he did. He's awesome.
No, I'm not bragging, dude. I'm telling you what I witnessed.
I'm sure he's amazing at the game.
It
That's see.
He's like a child prodigy.
That's not what I'm doing here, bro.
He's awesome.
I'm not talking about. Ooh, my son's great at the show. I'm giving you a description of what I witnessed.
What did I say? I'm supporting your son. You know.
Now you're being douchey about it.
No, I'm not.
You're acting as if I'm that dad who's like, ooh, yeah. Look at my son.
Helicopter.
He pitched a perfect game. I witnessed it. Makes no sense.
He's like the best six-year-old MLB The Show player in America.
Now, maybe I made the features easy enough for him to where he was able to do it. I don't know. But Jacob DeGrom pitched a perfect game in MLB The Show 22. 23, he's only played one game. He won 5-1 against the Marlins on a grand slam by Daniel Vogelbach.
I think it's amazing. I think it's great. And I think the fact that you remember the players that got hits in his game fascinates me.
He said it on the air at 6:28 yesterday.
Yeah, I was in the bathroom. I had the runs yesterday. I apologize for not being here with you on that. Plus, there was traffic at the tunnel. Here's Brad on the fan. Brad, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing great. Thank you.
I got an Anthony Volpe PSA for Yankee fans out there.
An Anthony Volpe public service announcement. All right, go ahead.
Yes. I can appreciate the excitement of him being the opening day starting shortstop. But you may want to hold off measuring the spot for his monument out beyond the wall in Monument Park.
Why?
Well, it reminds me a lot of back in the day, Evan's favorite all-time Met, Tom Glavine, was going for his 300th win.
Yeah.
And on this station and in many other places, there was a lot of debate about, is anyone else ever going to reach 300? And at the time, Randy Johnson was going to obviously do it. But it didn't look like anyone else ever would.
Okay.
And there were so many callers calling in to remind the hosts of Philip Hughes, who at the time, I think, had not even started 10 games in the major leagues. So I'm just saying.
So let me get this right. You remember during that Glavine season when he was going for 300 that people were comparing his career to the nascent career of Phil Hughes?
That's exactly.
That's great. I think you have to remember one thing. For the storied Yankee franchise, whose history does not need to be spoken because we know what it is, there are still very few, far in between, homegrown guys in the last, 25 years? Is that fair?
Yeah, there haven't been that many, right?
Right, who have maintained a full career with the Yankees, lived up to the hype, and in some cases even exceeded it.
You've had guys come up. I'll give you a few pitchers and a position player who look great early on and you think they're going to have great careers. Gary Sanchez, I think, is the best example of it.
He's the most recent, for sure.
Yeah, and he was amazing in 2016. The other two guys that jump out at me are Chien-Meng Wang and Luis Severino, who look like legitimate aces, and health has kind of derailed them. Obviously, the jury's still out on Severino. But here's my question about Anthony Volpe, because this is really a defense of him. What are you expecting? Like, if he goes out and for a full season is a good player, he's a good starting shortstop in Major League Baseball.
You bet, 10 errors, 250, 80 RBIs, 83 runs.
Is that going to be enough?
17 home runs.
Or is the expectation a Hall of Famer? Is the expectation Derek Jeter? Is the expectation he is an all-star caliber player? And that's what I wonder about. Because sometimes when guys, whether it's the NBA, the NFL, or in this case baseball, come up, it's not that they won't be good players. It's what are your expectations? Like, what are you really expecting?
Well, I think, the problem answering that question prior to the kid taking a single at-bat, because he hasn't yet, right?
Right.
I think it's more hope than expectation, right?
But if he gets off to the start he got off last year at AA, where he was hitting 185 through April, what changes around here? What are people saying about him? What are the reactions at Yankee Stadium?
He's gonna come. He gets leeway for a lot of reasons. One, he is a kid. He's 21 years old. Two, he's a homegrown guy. Three, we've seen what he's capable of in, limited amounts, this spring, obviously, okay? He's also, people forget, I guess, it's been a decade since Derek Jeter was the shortstop for the New York Yankees. It wasn't yesterday that he hung him up. It's been 10 years now. So I think he gets more rope than most.
Mm-hmm.
But there does come a point where, the team winning and losing plays a role in it. And how bad is bad? And how good is good, right?
And how good does he have to be for you to say That's what I was expecting. And I don't know the answer to that.
Well,
I think he
has to show complete competency defensively, first and foremost, because that'll be the easier part of the game, right? Defensively is just easier because you either can play the position or you can't. Then we now look at, you know, stealing bases, working walks, you know, whatever, all the little things that we all look at. He doesn't have to bat 340. But
you know what? You say that, but I don't know. Because the way he's being talked about as a can't miss and comparisons to Jeter, he may have to do that to fulfill some Yankee fans' expectations. And that's not fair.
I think
how many guys are that good right away?
Well, speaking of not fair, and I'm saying this and I know it's Pollyanna to say it, it'd be great if we kind of let the kid just develop a little bit, right?
Sure, of course.
And to be fair, we never do it. None of us, me, you, nobody. Because once you put a uniform on, I don't care if it's Nets, Knicks, Yankees, Mets, you know, Jets, Giants, we believe that you're a professional. And then our expectation soars because of what we've read about you and heard about you.
I will make you this promise as a baseball fan, and I will do the same with my young guys if they ever come up. I give them 2 months. I give them 2 months to struggle, 2 months to possibly make errors, 2 months to strike out in a big spot. And then, yeah, eventually you got to perform. This is a results business. We all know that. But if we're sitting here on April 27th, I, for one, am not going to say, send the kid down. He's hitting 150.
Yeah.
I won't do it. But I don't trust you. And I don't trust some of your brethren, assuming you re-up with the Yankees.
Well, who's my brethren?
Yankee fans.
Right now, I'm a man without a team now. My year expired yesterday.
Oh, okay. So today you're a free agent?
Right now, today, I'm a free agent.
Okay.
Now, if you're a Met or Yankee executive, you want to make a quick call before I announce my fandom and make me an offer, yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Tommy, put that one over there because there's two. One's Mets, one's Yankees. We don't know which is which. My man, Tom Izzo, you may see him on TV. It's all right. Is now setting up the balloons as prepared for us by... The Balloonatic, Nick and the Balloonatic. Yep.
And for those at WFAN's control center, can you give me like a broad camera view while this is happening?
Well, SNY's got to do that. SNY's going to have to do that.
I'm not seeing SNY's feed, so it's not on them. They got nothing to worry about.
So have Gallo, if he's still here. So give Tommy a minute. Tommy's going to have to go back and do that. Now, Evan wants a wide view on his link. He's got you, Evan.
I guess I could turn on SNY and just watch our own show.
Why don't you just do that? Now, the question is, does that work for the cameras? Because we have to get this on TV as well. And if I just stand here in the pit and I swing it, that's going to be good, yeah? Everyone okay with that?
All good, baby.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to have a special guest join us. It might be a Met. It might be a Yankee. Ooh. We're not going to know until after the break. And 5 o'clock, when for the third consecutive year, we celebrate with baseball fans the Carton and Roberts fandom reveal. It's very exciting. You might think we'd have some baseball music for that, but I guess we don't.
I got to tell you, I got to hand it to SNY. Even though I'm at home, I think I look good on TV. I think you guys are pulling this off. Right. I just put it on.
Yeah.
Obviously, Craig looks sexier than me, but that's a given. I don't look too bad.
Well, turn the lights off. You look even better.
Well, my lights are off. I've kept them off.
That's why you look so good.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.